Those of you who know me can imagine how difficult it is for me to ask somebody else to preach the sermon. However, in this case, it's mitigated quite a bit because George Loring is going to be preaching on a subject that is very dear to my heart, and that is missionary work around the world through his Missions Door organization. So let's welcome George to tell us.
Well, you know you've been gone a long time when your neighbor, Gene Daniels, comes up to you and says, like he did yesterday, "Do you still live here?" The last 5 months have been a busy time in my life. I've had the opportunity to travel and to represent the mission, and I've only been on 10 trips in the last 5 months. And so it gives me opportunities to be out and about, and I've been to exotic places like Guatemala, Nicaragua, recently in Cambodia, and just this week I was in Los Angeles. Good, you got the joke. And in January, I asked one of our missionaries to come and share the ministry in Cuba. Do you remember having Jose Quesada? And right after he was with us, he was having trouble in his stomach. And because he's Cuban, he went back to Cuba to have tests, and they discovered stomach cancer. And he returned to Cuba because of their healthcare system, and had seven tumors removed from his stomach. And he's returned. He lives not too far from here. And it's probably the type of cancer that's going to come back. And pray for Jose. He's emotionally very distraught about this. He has no health care. And he's self-employed. And has two daughters. Two wonderful kids, and so it's a challenge for him. He has mentioned to me he's just emotionally distraught about the whole thing. So you know Jose. Well, when Bruce asked me to speak today, I said I would be out of town the previous week, and I would not have time to prepare adequately. Would it be all right if I show the group our ministry in Nicaragua? And Bruce thought that that would be a great idea. So if you grew up in a church where they had missionaries come and show pictures, today we're going to have show and tell. And I will show you our ministry in Nicaragua. Our mission, Missions Door, has 160 missionaries, mainly in North America, and about four of our divisions are strategically placed in the United States, and about a third of our missionaries are outside of the country. And on February 25th, I brought, when I returned from Nicaragua, I brought with me Juan Carlos Reyes. And today I'd like to tell you about Juan Carlos Reyes. Well, he was a house guest with us, and he spent 5 days in Denver, Colorado. I took him to Los Angeles for 5 days of meetings. Then I took him to Seattle for 10 days of meetings. And then from there, he went to the East Coast, where he was in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. After 31 days, we were able to see God work in a special way to enlist partners. And he returned back to his country. So in order to introduce Nicaragua to you, we have a five-minute introduction video introducing the ministry in Nicaragua and Juan Carlos. If our technology works today, we're in great shape. But Tom's going to make it work here. Oh, okay. Now, from time to time, we do bring our grandchildren here. Our oldest grandson is Cedar. He's about 6 feet tall, And if you look, he's going to be in a couple of these shots here. And the way you know who he is, he's the only white guy in some of these shots. Well, if you will, if you'll keep working on it, I'll just keep talking then. Nicaragua is in Central America, so if you try to visualize, you go from Mexico down to Panama, you basically cut it in half, and Nicaragua is right there. So it goes Panama, then Costa Rica, then Nicaragua. Nicaragua is the size of Alabama. That gives you some perspective. And it has a population. Here we go. That's it. I'm ready. Go ahead.
Some would say it was a match made in heaven. Vega, Nicaragua. The groom, a Honduran, raised on both sides of the border.
This is Juan Carlos's
father. Rigoberto was a successful agricultural engineer, but he and Claudia needed help to have a successful marriage. The Lord led them to a marriage seminar in Honduras being given by Missions Door missionary Humberto del Arca. Humberto's vision of leading this couple to the Lord would soon merge with his vision to begin planting churches in the neighboring country of Nicaragua. God was preparing the Reyeses for missions in Nicaragua, and he was preparing Nicaragua for them. The Civil War of the 1980s left the country the second poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere. People were faced with a towering unemployment rate, and they were left in a spiritual vacuum. Rigoberto and Claudia were studying the Bible and church planting under Humberto, but their growing compassion for the lost would soon turn their hearts south to Nicaragua. Begun through the early efforts of Humberto and taken on by the newly appointed Reyeses, the work there was officially inaugurated in the summer of 2001. God had prepared Nicaragua for the Reyeses. The site of Claudia's parents' former restaurant in Chinandega was soon transformed into a church. The bread of life was on the menu, and people were hungry. Today, the programs include evangelism, discipleship, leadership training, church planting, children's and youth ministries, and outreach to gangs and prison ministry. And there is a vocational training program in welding and carpentry, along with the marketing of their products. Church and facilities construction has been carried out by U.S. and international partnering programs. In 2009, Rigoberto's passion for the poor and his professional agricultural training came together on 70 acres of hard, marginal soil in northwestern Nicaragua. But it was 70 acres of land with a promise that would be shared by the people of the surrounding villages, that with the right techniques and proper training, those fields could be made to produce a bountiful harvest. And by planting the Word of God along with every training session and agricultural procedure, there would also be a harvest of souls, a harvest of righteousness. With 25 churches, an Extension Bible Institute, multiple programs, and now the farm, Rigoberto needed help. The farm, Finca Belen, was being developed not only for agriculture, but as the new base for the vocational programs. Then in 2011, Rigoberto accepted the position of Central America Ministry Director and responsibility for oversight in seven countries. Who could help carry the load? Just as God had prepared Rigoberto and Claudia for Nicaragua, he was preparing Juan Carlos, their son, to be his right-hand man. When his family left for ministry in Nicaragua in 2001, Juan Carlos remained in Honduras to complete his university studies and to spend several years in business management. But he knew in his heart that he was called to serve the Lord. In 2011, Juan Carlos was appointed by Missions Door as a second-generation missionary to serve alongside his father, whom he calls his greatest example. Juan Carlos writes in his biography, "We are a family that loves God and wants to serve him with all our strength, heart, and soul. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. His ministry, ranging from evangelism to leadership training, and from church planting to community development, has been indispensable. But financial partners are needed to sustain the growth of the ministry and to provide for his family. With little of their support committed, they have nevertheless demonstrated an uncommon dedication to carry on the work. Would you consider an investment in this ministry? To those trapped in
there's
poverty,
cedar on the right side there.
Marginalized,
there's cedar on the left.
Disadvantaged, and with no hope, your investment in the Nicaraguan ministry through the lives of Juan Carlos and Gisela Reyes is an investment that will make a significant impact. Then your partnership with them will be a match made in heaven.
So that's an introductory video of how the ministry started in Nicaragua and how it continues today. So at this point, I'd like to drill down deeper and show you another video that indicates the various programs that we have there. And we will walk through maybe six or eight different aspects of our ministry in Nicaragua. Our focus is mainly on the poor. 33% of the people in Nicaragua do not have jobs. 33% of the people who do have jobs, those jobs are really marginalized. They're not everyday jobs. And so about 33% of the people in Nicaragua are employed. Managua is the capital of Nicaragua, and there are 6 million people and 6 million people in the whole country of Nicaragua, and about a fourth of those live in the capital city, which is Managua. The president is Daniel Ortega. And if you remember your history, in the 70s, there was a Marxist group called the Sandinistas who took over the country. And under Ortega at that time, there was bloodshed and civil war. And it was at that time that Juan Carlos was born, and his country had to leave the country, and Rigo, his father, went to Honduras. Rigo was employed by Dole, the pineapple group, as a successful engineer, and they moved him to Honduras. While he was in Honduras, he felt called of God to continue the ministry. And now Nicaragua does have elections, and Daniel Ortega was elected president by popular demand. Education-wise, we're getting there. Education-wise, most of the people are vastly undereducated. Even though literacy is at 67%, it greatly affects those who are poor because education is not free, and the poor do not have the money to be able to go to school, and most of the families depend on their children to help them with the economic income. That's why you'll see so many who are street sellers or laborers. The average income in Nicaragua is $3,300 a year. Okay? A year. And over 45% of the people live on under a dollar a day. It's the second poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere next to Haiti. In Nicaragua, if you're familiar with your geography, it has two large lakes, Lake Managua and Lake Nicaragua. And if you visit some of the tourist information, when they were deciding where to build the canal crossing the hemispheres, they were looking at locating the canal through Nicaragua because of this large lake. But because of the 19 volcanoes in Nicaragua, they decided it was too volatile of an area. Of the 19 volcanoes, 10 are somewhat active, and one is really active. It's Masaya, which is right outside of Managua. All right. We're going to have each one of these segments has some music. So, Caitlin, be ready. Here we go. Uh-oh. By the way, if you travel in Central America and you have a schedule, you're going to be frustrated because that schedule is only a suggestion of what we're going to do. And so I have some suggestions here, and I might end up preaching after all. So let me walk you through this. You saw on the screen some tabs. We're going to talk about our Bible Institute because that's the engine that drives everything. And the Bible Institute was started 12 years ago. And this is a different type of Bible Institute. This is a Bible Institute where we go out to where the pastors are and we equip them and train them in classes. So instead of them coming to a central location, we go out to where the pastors are. It's a three-year program. It's a heavy discipleship Bible study. And this program, we currently work with 25 churches, 18 pastors and wives, and we have over 90 leaders who are in training, and we minister to about 2,000. Okay. So that's a brief, and we have pictures to go with all of this. That's a little bit about the Bible Institute. Let's do the Bible. We'll briefly look at the Bible Institute and let people see. So let's have a little flavor of the music. So this is Rico, the father, and his wife Claudia. And this is Juan Carlos next to Rico. And here is the family. So Rico has told me that I'm Juan Carlos' northern father. So I'm introducing you, one of my sons. The guy in the middle is our president of the mission. And the fellow on the right is Humberto from Honduras. And so these are some of the pastors. We do a lot of marriage enrichment, a lot of training of these pastors. Bendecido, bendecido eres tú. Bendecido en el nombre del Señor. Bendecido, bendecido eres tú. Now, why do we start here? Each of the vocational programs that we use in Nicaragua has a biblical component. And we will train people how to farm while we are giving them Bible study. And then we will assign a trained pastor to come alongside and be their spiritual mentors. So this is a brief overview. I think, Tom, let's go ahead since we're running out of time here. And so let's go to Shaddai. In our vocational program, We have two requirements for the students to be in the vocational program. Number one, you must be living on the street. And number two, you must be poor. And as Rigo and Juan Carlos will say, these boys are born leaders. And so you say to yourself, how can someone living on the street and poor be a born leader? Well, do you know what it takes to live on the street? You have to have skills and abilities to survive. Unfortunately, they're directed in the wrong direction. So we take these boys off the street into a resident program, and we teach them woodworking, and we teach them welding. And that way, when they finish, after a year, they can take those skills and go back into society and be able to make a living. And so they make furniture, they fabricate buildings, and they are able to build some pretty remarkable things. It's a full resident program where we feed them, we house them, and we make them do Bible study. And you can imagine the first few weeks, even the first month, it's really a hard situation for them. So here you see them at the farm constructing. This is all constructed by these boys. They're building the new shop. It's metal. And the way they build would not meet any building code or OSHA standards. I've heard a few of the testimonies of these boys being in gangs, being involved in some pretty dark things, and now they're in light. And they're living for the Lord. It's quite remarkable. And as Juan Carlos has said, what good does it do to give them Jesus if they have no skills? Because if they have no skills, they have no hope. And so our programs are all about giving hope. Let me share one last thing. We're running out of time. Show the beauty soul. So our programs, as you can see, have heavily been weighted towards males. And a couple of years ago, we had a beautician out of San Jose, California, was cutting hair of one of the pastors in the area. And the pastor told him he was going to Nicaragua to do ministry. And the beautician said, I would like to go too. And he said, what would you do? And he said, I'd teach women beauty skills. And so this gentleman on the left, who is Hispanic, has started training women on beauty skills. And most of the girls here and the women have never been to a salon. And so they came for this training, and it was a wonderful sight to see. And now they are training these women how to become beauticians. Well, the problem is, how do you find a job when you're a beautician? So they went to the largest salon in Managua and asked if they could do training of some new skills with the beauticians. Out of 20 in the salon, only 5 of the beauticians came to the training. Once the training had started, they realized they really needed to do this. All of the beauticians came to the training, and we approached the owner, and the owner said, anybody that you train under this program, I will hire. And so it was a very positive thing. And here is a girl from Honduras, the border, who came for the training, and it's basically a message of hope. Well, I think we've run out of time. And if that watch is correct, now in Central America, we normally do two-hour services. And in the services, the dogs and the chickens, they're in and out, and the kids and all of that. It's really a great time. Well, once the missionaries appoint them, they assign them to me. And it's my job to try and help raise support and raise ministry partners. And so I'll give you my little pitch. I have some forms if you would like a little piece of the action. My wife and I have invested in Nicaragua in Juan Carlos. So that's a little bit about what I do. So some Sundays I'll be here. It's my job to be out and about enlisting churches and partners. And the sad thing is about 85% of the evangelical churches have plateaued or are declining. And because of that, missionary support is hard. It's just a hard situation. So pray for me. Pray for our missionaries. And you know what? God's alive and he's active and he's involved in all of this. And it's pretty exciting to see how God provides in a very special way. Juan Carlos is now at 60% support. And as an indigenous leader, his full package is a little over $2,000 a month. So we get great mileage for what God has provided. Any questions? Okay, we're out of time. Thank you. Yes, Dan.
How specifically do we support Missions Door or a particular individual missionary?
I have forms. I have the information to be able to do that. And sure. We'd love to partner with you. Thank you so much for your time.